Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips. My name is Ann Strickland, and you're listening to the Principles of Prosperity. We are breaking the stronghold of poverty. And right now, I see a move of God on like I've never seen before. It is more real now than ever that he's moving us out and into the wealthy place. In Jesus' name. So, Father, I just want to thank you and praise you, giving you all the praise, honor, and glory for what you're doing at this time and in our lives. I thank you for the people that's tuned in or the people who will be listening to this program, Father, over a period of time and forever, and receive what it is you have in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I'm going to encourage you to declare your blessings, because the blessings of the Lord make you truly rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who though he was rich, yet he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. So start declaring your blessings in the name of Jesus. One of my favorite books in the Bible and scriptures is Deuteronomy 28. And I'm going to read that to you so that you can understand. I want to make it clear. And I'm going to read first the King James version of it. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Glory to God. Now the first verse, the Amplified Version says, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments which he command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. The King James Version goes on to say in verse 3, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket in thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comes out, and blessed shall thou be when thou come in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. And the Lord shall command the blessings upon you, and in thy storehouses, your banks, your credit unions, everything you do, he's going to command on your jobs and your businesses, and all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Receive this word, receive it, for now the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And that's not hard when you make up your mind to do it. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. In the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give you. The Lord shall open unto you his great treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend to many nations. Thou shalt not borrow. You should have the banks, the credit unions, all the lending institutions. And the Lord, verse 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to read this in the Amplified Version. I'll start at verse 2. I already read verse 1. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be you when be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon you in your storehouse and in all that you undertake, your business, your gifts, your talents. You're going to be blessed and successful. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep his commandments, the commandments of the Lord your God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name and in the presence of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasury, the heavens to give the rain of your land in this season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not have to borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them. When you hear what God has promised, to me, anybody would be stupid not to follow the commands of the Lord, unless you're just a glutton for punishment or a glutton to want to live an awful, miserable life. Because he is going to make sure that you are blessed. Know this. Read these scriptures. This is Deuteronomy 28, and that's not the end. Because Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord makes you truly rich, and he has no sorrow to it. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, Jesus, though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor that you through his poverty might become rich. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Psalm 1. You know, we just have to start walking in the blessings of God and knowing the truth. It's the truth that you know that's going to set you free. So we're going to learn the truth, and we're going to start declaring our blessings. In too many cases, we seem to have a tendency, and I don't know, you know, it's just a habit of discussing all the things that are bad, all the things that happen, all the things. But start discussing the good things, because you shall have what you say. So start speaking good things over yourself, because you're blessed. You might be going through things, but if you compare the good against the evil, you will notice in most cases you've had more things to be grateful for and to see your blessings in than the bad things. And here is it, the word I want to share with you, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. I want to make it very clear. The scripture says, "You shall have what you say." Now, if you're going through something and you keep repeating it, "I'm broke, I lost my job, I'm losing my house," all these things, you're saying this, you keep saying it over and over and over. It's in the atmosphere. The word says you shall have what you say. The scripture wants you, as in Mark 11:22-23, to say, "Whatever things you desire when you pray, believe then that you receive it and you shall have it." So even though you might be in that bad time, but your desire is to come out of that bad time and walk in the good times. "I thank you, Lord, that I have my mortgage money. I thank you, Lord, that I can pay my utility bills. I thank you, Lord." And start believing that when you pray. Believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. "Thank you that they're not cutting off my water bill, my water. Thank you, Lord, that they're not repossessing my car. Thank you. Thank you." Start thanking him for it before you see it. But faith is the things that are hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, evidence of things not seen, evidence of things not seen. You don't see it, but there's evidence as you walk by faith and you've asked for it and believe in God for it. Instead of going back and say, "Well, they're going to repossess my car." So if you say they're going to repossess your car, they're going to repossess your car because you keep saying it. You shall have what you say. Start saying, "I'm a millionaire." Start saying, "I'm successful." Start saying, "I'm leaving a legacy for my family." Start saying, "I will never be broke another day in my life." Start saying that. Start saying, "Wealth and riches are in my house." Start saying, "Whatever I put my hands to do, I shall succeed and prosper. I'm going to see about this job. I'm going to sign up for this job tomorrow. I'm going to get this job tomorrow because I'm applying for it. I'm being promoted. I'm opening this business and it's a success. Prosperous business. You shall have what you say." So start speaking. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. And that's why it is important And now with what I'm seeing God do now and how he's turning things around now, you can't deny what God is doing. You can't deny that it's our time, it's our season for the transference of the wealth of the wicked into our hands. I'm extremely excited right now. Excited. Because he said, everything you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. And I have put my hands to something I had not planned. I didn't know about it. I didn't think of it. But I have put my hands to do this, and I know it's a success. I know I will prosper. That's the word of God. And I'm believing the word of God. And I'm on my way to the wealthy place. I decree it and declare it, because Job tells you, you shall decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established, because I shall have what I say. And I'm speaking it because I know God wants to bless me to be a blessing. To all the nations of the earth are blessed. In the name of Jesus. So come in agreement with the word of God. Come in agreement with what he is saying to you, to the body of believers. Come in agreement with what his desire is for you. And in Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. It's our season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory to God. It doesn't get much better than that. It doesn't get much better than that. He wants to bless you out of your socks because you're his child. You are a representative of his. And he wants you to represent him well with the best of everything. And that's why he says 3 John 2. Beloved. I'm so excited about what God is doing and how he's doing this now. It is amazing. I wish above all things, he's calling you the beloved, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The Amplified Version says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. It's all the way through the book. All the way through about what God wants for us, his plan for us, and how he wants to bless us. And we have to start walking in that blessing. He said, wealth and riches shall be in your house. Glory to God. So when are we going to come in agreement with the word of God and believe the word of God? And you know, there, in my prayer is for the people who feel as though poverty and lack and just getting by is the will of God for their lives. And too many people in the body of Christ believe that way. In the body of the anointed, Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. It's not Jesus' last name. It's the anointing. And as we move forward into where we are supposed to be and in the knowledge and the will of God and start getting excited because I'm seeing a transference now like I've never seen before. He's bringing people together. He's answering prayers and he's using me as one of the people to to pray for people, to pray for their prosperity, and it's happening quickly. Quickly. I prayed with someone a couple of weeks ago. By the time they got home, there was calls, a call on their phone for them to be blessed. And you know the other testimony, you know, there's testimonies after testimonies. And what God is doing, he's bringing people to me. I don't necessarily know them, but he's bringing them to me because he knows their hearts. He knows his plans for them. And most of the people that he's bringing across my path, that we wouldn't have known each other, unusual ways. They have a heart for God. They have a heart for giving and helping people. And they want to do things and have businesses. And this is what I'm seeing. And he's bringing them. And it's happening. Constantly. And I can't take credit for it. It's all God. God wants you successful. That's his plan. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. And right now, he's showing me in another way, that because I'm now involved in a business that I never even thought of or planned for. It just happened about a week ago. And I'm excited about it. And you can go to I have a website. It's ANNSTRICKLAN. These Ann Strickland. Dot paycation. 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 .com. I'm now a certified travel agent. Go check that website out. God is using me. And I know it's going to be a success. It's going to bless you. If you're traveling, you can go up on that website and book. Or not necessarily, not all traveling, all kinds of things. Go look and see and watch what God is doing right now. Right now. I never dreamed this is all God. This is all God. And then someone thought, you know, they've heard some real negatives about it. But God proved to me after I heard about the negatives, immediately he proved to me that no, there's more positive than negative. And you're going to see positive and negatives and everything. But he proved to me within a minute that they're extremely successful people in this business. Extremely successful. So go to that website and just check it out. Check it out. I'm telling you. You're going to be blessed. You're going to see what God is doing and how quickly he's moving now. This is no time. And the people, they're, you know, it's not everybody. Everything is not for everybody. But God wants to bless you in different ways. And some people can do some things and some people can't. But for people who like vacations, like a good time, like to enjoy life, going over the world, traveling, and sports events and plays and amusement parks, all kinds of things. Because God wants us to enjoy life also. And this you can enjoy while working. So I know for a fact, because God has proven himself to me over and over again. And you can be a part of it. In the name of Jesus, no matter where in the world you are, you can be a part of this. It said Ann Strickland sent you. Ann Strickland. ANNSTRICKLAND.paycation.com. And watch what happens. In the name of Jesus, because I believe God's word. He is not going to allow me to fail, because I'm a servant of his. I obey him. I want to please God. My desire is to please God. And it's a joy. I'm having the best time of my life right now. I'm having a good time. At this old age, I'll be 84 in a few days. But it's just like I've just started living. I'm telling you, old age. We say, oh, you're so old. You're so old. You're so old. No, I'm not. I'm still driving. I'm still shopping. I mean, today I was shopping and going back and forth and doing things. And I was over at my place. I have a class I do. I'm enjoying life at this old age. See, when you start saying life begins at 20, life begins at 40, life begins at 50, whatever age you are, start receiving that, because you know what the alternative is. If you're afraid to be 50, you know what? You'll be out of here. You'll be dead. So you need to start saying life begins at, because I started saying life begins at 70, and it just came out of my mouth. You've heard it over and over and over again. And everything is picked up. When I said life begins at 83, when I turned 83, and now I'm doing more than I was. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Still driving myself places and dropping people off and picking people up. Shopping, doing things, traveling. So, you know, stop being afraid. Stop being afraid. Just know that you are here for a purpose, to represent Almighty God. Because the word of Scripture says, with long life I'll satisfy you, Psalm 91, and show you my salvation. And his salvation is for us to have a good life, to have us a blessed life. So I decree and declare my blessings. Blessings will come upon me and overtake me. You start saying it, Father, thank you. That the blessings come upon me and overtake me. Just like Monday. I was blessed so much Monday, and it was just an awesome day to take my car. And I said, God, I said, I don't want to have to spend any money on this car. I don't want to have to spend any money. And sure enough, I didn't have to spend any money on the car. I took it to the dealership, and as everything turned out, I didn't have to spend any money. I said, thank you, Lord. So come in agreement and start speaking and talking to the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and start declaring your blessings, because the blessings of the Lord are designed to truly make you rich and to add no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22. Because Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And the abundant life is what we're supposed to have. And my name is Ann Strickland. You're listening to the Principles of Prosperity. We're breaking the stronghold of poverty in the name of Jesus. So you're invited to my class Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the Gateway Building in the Empowerment Center. And that's the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. So come over, listen to the word and lessons, get prayed for, and walk out with a victorious spirit. And watch what the changes God's going to make in your life. And the classes are free. the Empowerment Center, 3751 Island Avenue, in the Gateway Building in Philadelphia. In Jesus' name, amen.